ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter Number 67, Text 1.
Shri Rajovacha, Bhuyo Aham Shrotum Icchami, Ramasya Adbhuta Karmanah, Anantasya Prameyasya Yad Anyat Kritavan Prabhu Shri Rajovacha Bhuyo Aham Shrotum Icchami Ramasya Adbhuta Karmanah Anantasya Prameyasya Yadanyat Kritavan Prabhu Shri Rajovacha Bhuyo Aham Shrotum Icchami Ramasya Adbhuta Karmanah Anantasya Prameyasya Yad Anyat Kritavan Prabhu
Matajis.
Word-to-word translation. Shri Raja, the glorious King Parikshit, Uvacha, said, Bhuyaha, further, Aham, I, Shrotum, to hear, Ichhami, wish, Ramasya, of Lord Balaram, Adbhuta, amazing, Karmanaha, whose activities, Anantasya, unlimited, Prameyasya, immeasurable, Yat, what, Anyat, else, Kritavan, did, Prabhu, the Lord,
Translation. The glorious King Parikshit said, I wish to hear further about Sri Balaram, the unlimited and immeasurable Supreme Lord, whose activities are all astounding. What else did he do? There is no purport. We will go to the next shloka. Sri Shuka Vacha Narkasya Saka Kaschit Dvivido Nama Vanaraha Sugrivo Shachivaha Soatha Bharata Maindasya Viryavan. Translation. Sri Shukdev Goswami said, there was an ape named Dvivida who was a friend of Narakasuras. This powerful Dvivida, the brother of Mainda, had been instructed by King Sugriva. Purport. Srila Jiva Goswami points out some interesting facts about the ape Dvivida. Although Dvivida was an associate of Lord Ramchandra's, he later became corrupted by bad association with the demon, Naraka. As stated here, Narakasya Sakha. This bad association was the reaction for an offense Dvivida had committed when being proud of his strength. He disrespected Lord Ramchandra's brother Lakshmana and others. Those who worship Lord Ramchandra sometimes chant hymns addressed to Mainda and Dvivida, who are attendant deities of the Lord. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, the Mainda and Dvivida mentioned in this verse are empowered expansions of these deities, who are residents of Lord Ramchandra's Vaikuntha domain. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur concurs with Srila Jiva Goswami's view that Dvivida was ruined by bad association, which was a punishment for his having disrespected Sriman Lakshman. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti states, however, that the Mainda and Dvivida mentioned here are actually the eternal liberated devotees addressed as attendant deities during the worship of Lord Ramchandra. The Lord arranged their degradation. He says to show the evil of the bad association that results from offending great personalities. Thus, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti compares the fall of Dvivida and Mainda to that of Jay and Vijay. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shrivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna.
Actually, Dwarkadish Prabhu was supposed to speak and I was very eagerly waiting to hear from him. But I think he's busy. So I'll just try to speak something. We see that in this particular shloka, which is the beginning of a new chapter, Balramji is going to slay this demon Dvivida, and it is mentioned that this gorilla, this ape Dvivida, was earlier serving Lord Ramchandra, and now he was a devotee, but then because of bad association of Narakasur, he has become a demon, and he offends Balramji, tries to tease the gopis, and so ultimately Balramji kills him. So, very nice devotee assisting Lord Ram in his pastimes has turned demoniac because of bad association. The reason given is because it was a reaction, just like when we serve the devotees, then there is some reaction. The reaction is that our heart becomes very enlivened with Krishna consciousness. That is because of serving the devotees in association. And similarly, if we offend the devotees, then our propensity to serve Krishna goes away. We get some punishment. So here Dvivida, he offended Lord Lakshman, and it is also mentioned he offended other devotees. So because of his offense, the reaction was he got some association. Sometimes we see that it's called as Agyat Sukriti. Unknowingly somebody does some service, and or chants the holy name or takes darshan of the Lord in Rath Yatra, and because of that Agyat Sukriti, he gets a more facility to associate with the devotees. So that's great fortune. And similarly, when somebody commits offenses, like here in this case of Dvivida, who was a devotee, but in the long run he got some association and it was bad association, and because of the bad association he fell down from his Krishna consciousness. So what I thought was, I'll discuss on the first part of bad association, and maybe somebody can later discuss about how offending devotees can bring about this bad association. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about this, and Rupa Goswami Pad quotes this in the Nectar of Instruction. Atya ahara prayasascha prajalpo niyama agraha janasangascha lolyamsha shadvidhim bhakti vinashyati. Six things. Hare Krishna. Six things which spoil our Krishna consciousness. Atya ahara. Eating more than necessary or collecting more than necessary. It's not needed, but still we want more and more and more. Atya prahas, prayas, endeavoring more and more for materialistic activities. Endeavoring for Krishna consciousness is not bad. Atyahar prayas, prajalpo, talking useless gossip which has got no relation to Krishna, criticizing. Niyamagraha, becoming too attached or absolutely careless of rules of Krishna consciousness and regulations. And ultimately Janasanga, bad association. Because of these six things, Vinashyati. Bhakti is, our propensity to practice bhakti is destroyed. So one has to be careful as a sadhaka. And this is the second shloka in the Nectar of Instruction. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about this. He says that Janasanga means worldly minded people, association with worldly minded people. That can, jana can mean both women and men, either of them. And he says a devotee is naturally superior to ordinary jana, like the karmis or the jnanis, who have a very materialistic goal. The devotee is superior to them. And he is worshipping Krishna with Tridha Nishchay. How is that? Because Esham to antagatam papam jananam punya karmana te dvandva moho nirmukta bhajante mam dridhavrita. How does he become dridhavrita and worship? Because previously, because of many lifetimes of piety, he has got this opportunity. He has developed faith. So lifetimes of piety bring about a vishwas, a shraddha of faith. This faith brings about an attitude to associate with devotees. Because of the faith, we have some shraddha, then we want to associate with devotees. And when we associate with devotees, what happens? Everything that is needed for advancement in Krishna consciousness is achieved. So naturally, we see in general also, when we came in Krishna consciousness, we had some faith, adho shraddha. And we can actually see the difference of devotees who practice bhakti in association, who are fortunate to have the association. They can make amazing advancement, even from small things like, you know, when I do my programs and go for the programs, I see in programs that many people come and new people come. And there are many who have like mustache, and initially we don't tell anything to them and they are practicing. But then one day you suddenly see them that they are out with their mustache, and traditional, even traditional people, it's a very big thing actually, because people are going to mock at them and tease them. But in association of devotees, they feel that, oh, everybody is advancing. Everybody is removing their... and everybody is wearing kantimala, or people are following the four regulative principles, they are following Ekadashi. So I also want to do that. Or when they see other devotees are chanting 16 rounds, so they make targets for themselves. If I come here, then I am advanced. So that's for new devotees. That's how they, you know, they analyze and they try to work on all those things, aspects. And then as we grow in Krishna consciousness, we see so many other things. We understand that we need to become more tolerant. We see our anarthas. And they say, oh, I thought when I was new, I had this, but now it is still there. And after some years, it is still there. Radha Gopinathru was giving a nice example. He was giving that, yes, it is still there, but this is also advancement. He said that the same anarthas, but they are getting subtler and subtler and subtler. Earlier it was like very gross, and then it gets subtler, subtler. So one is going deeper and understanding and growing. So that association is very, very important, and one has to be very careful to protect one's faith, because by faith we get the inspiration to associate with devotees, and when we associate with devotees, we get Krishna. So faith is a underlying principle. There is a discussion, where does this faith come from? So one senior devotee said, it is the natural nature of the soul to have faith in Krishna. Because we also hear that by Shravan and Kirtan we will awaken our Krishna consciousness. This faith is there actually. It is the natural nature. Anybody who tries to shake our faith from Krishna, we have to be careful. Or from Krishna's devotees, we have to be careful. If we want to stay in Krishna consciousness, we have to protect this faith. I remember many years back, there was one devotee from IIT. Very innocent. And we used to actually make fun of him. Very innocent looking boy. And he used to come for the program. He would participate very nicely. But he, through some contacts, he got access to some sites on the internet. And without asking his seniors, without asking his colleagues, friends, he went and he read some blasphemy. He read that and his faith was shaken. And then he would come to the program, but he would start asking weird questions. And we could figure out something is wrong with him. He's not like normal. His innocence also disappeared from his face actually. And he's no more now with us, unfortunately, in Krishna consciousness. I also remember one boy who was somewhere in Austria. He got Perfection of Yoga, this book, and he was reading. He felt inspired. He was practicing yoga. So he said, oh, this is very nice, I should practice Krishna consciousness. And he immediately came to India and landed in Delhi. And then he said, in the book it's mentioned Vrindavan, so he went to Vrindavan. Then he met one Maharaj over there, one of our senior Prabhupada disciples. And this sannyasi saw this boy to be so naive, young, and so he said, if you stay here in Vrindavan, a little dangerous, because you need to be in association of devotees. So he sent him to Radha Gopinath temple with a letter. And this boy came and is very enthusiastic practicing Krishna consciousness. And we could see him, he's so new, but he just picked up the process. He started chanting and he was doing a lot of service. Just a few months he stayed here, and then he collected a book, set of books, and he said, I'll go home, I'll preach to my family, I'll tell everybody about Krishna. But then he had to leave because his visa expired. So he went to Delhi, and then he thought, let me go to Vrindavan. So he had no association over there, but unfortunately he saw there was some seminar on Brahmacharya. He went over there and he heard a lot of blasphemy and wrong things about the parampara in which we are practicing. And he just deviated. So, to protect our faith, from preacher's point of view, we have to take care of the people whom we are preaching. How not to associate and be careful. And from a practitioner's point of view, we have to be careful what we listen and about whom we listen. If we do not have that digestion power, then it may shake our faith. If we hear the criticism and blasphemy of our seniors, of other devotees, then our faith in them is shaken. Okay, we may say that it is true, but we have to understand, even if it is true, there will be no problem for those people about whom the blasphemy is done. The problem will be for us. Our faith will be shaken, and our Krishna consciousness, our propensity to understand Krishna will be spoiled. So this is very important, to take care of one's faith. And so what exactly is Janasangha? Janasangha is mentioned as associating seven types, people who don't have connection to devotion. There are seven types of people who are mentioned. First is the Mayavadis and the atheists. The other is the sense enjoyers. Then those who are fond of sense enjoyment, women for men and men for women, womanizers, or the hypocritically devout. Devout means who are seemingly deeply religious, but they are not, the hypocritically. And the ill-behaved, foolish outcast. Why do we don't associate with the Mayavadis? The Mayavadis, they consider Krishna's form to be temporary. They consider it to be ordinary. They consider themselves to be God. And when we associate with them, then our buddhi will become bhrashta. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is mentioned, Swarup Damodarji mentions, that how by hearing the Sharirika Bhashya, one's propensity to practice Krishna is decreased. And he says, when a Vaishnava listens to the Sharirika Bhashya, the Mayavada commentary upon the Vedanta Sutra, he gives up the Krishna conscious attitude that the Lord is the master and the living entity is his servant. He gives up this attitude. Instead, he considers himself the Supreme Lord. So by hearing Mayavada Bhashya Sunile Hoile Sarvanash. Then the next category is the atheist or the Nastik. The Nastik are those people who do not accept the Supreme Lord, who is glorified in the Vedic scriptures. They consider God to be non-existent. They don't think that everything is made by God. I was doing a journey of self-discovery course, and one person who came to that course, he registered his son. And he said, my son is an atheist. He said, I was also an atheist, but I am so old, 60 years old, but when I came to this course, I understood, now I am chanting. But somehow my son, and my whole family is like that. So I want to send him. So his son came. His son was married and he had a child. The child's name was Ram. So under that, you are an atheist, but you have kept your child's name Ram. Quite amazing. So I tried to tell him from all angles how, you know, what is Krishna consciousness according to the Gita course, and especially the third day, how Krishna is God. And I was thinking that, you know, what he will say. So in the end, because he was a very hardcore atheist, it's very difficult. Then on the fourth day, we make people chant Hare Krishna on the beats. So I was wondering whether he will chant. So he chanted Hare Krishna on the beats, mantra meditation. On the last day we had kirtan, he did kirtan also. And then I asked him, so what's your opinion now? He said, that amazing. You have designed an amazing lifestyle. But it is all your mental concoction. It is beautiful. It is amazing. I can never imagine somebody thinking of a lifestyle where, you know, you're taking prasad together, you're chanting, there's dancing, there is music, and it's amazing. But it is all, man, there is no God. There's nothing like God. Very nice, excellent. ISKCON people have, you know, have a very good ideas of doing things. So I was like, my God. So I told him that even if you think it is good, it's, you can be a part of it. If you don't believe in it, just come and associate and be part of it. So that's one category, atheist. But it's very rare to find somebody like that, like this person. They did a statistics in US where nowadays materialism has, or every time, since long time, Prabhupada says, the more you go towards West, it gets more materialistic. So it's so materialistic, but when they did the statistics about how many people believe in God, almost 80% of the people, they believe in God. So that was surprising. People do believe in God, although they don't have complete knowledge. So this is a good time to preach. Then the third category is the sense enjoyers. These are those people who are always busy associating with sense enjoyment. And they, because they do a lot of sense enjoyment, they get out of control. And therefore they are filled with blasphemy, envy, and violence. They quarrel, they are always arguing, and more than anything, they are always hankering more and more sense enjoyment. Because of sense enjoyment, they get into this type of attitude. Quarreling, hankering, complaining. Why this is like that? Why this is not like that? And then, I want more sense enjoyment. So the more they enjoy, the more their thirst for sense enjoyment increases. So, what happens to these people? The sense enjoyers do not get time to speak or hear topics of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada quotes this story. Chant, chant, chant. Person says, can, can, can. You can say that. You can shout. You can talk on your cell phone for hours and hours and hours. Or you can talk about, we may talk about so much of prajalpa and this and that. But if somebody says, please talk things related to Krishna, I find it to be artificial. Let there be a time when naturally I can talk about Krishna. Well, then it'll be too late. So, the sense enjoyers, whether they engage in pious activity or sinful activity, the sense enjoyers are always remain devoid of the knowledge of the self. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a nice shloka which Srila Raghunath Das Goswami quotes. Vishaira anna khaye dushta hoye man मलिन मन होय नाय कृष्णेरा स्मरण. When we accept food, when we accept donation, we accept these things from our sense enjoyer, then our mind becomes contaminated. And when the mind is contaminated, it is very difficult to think about Krishna. So one has to be careful about how and where he associates, what he eats, what he accepts. Then there are those who may externally look like sense enjoyers, but they are not sense enjoyers. They may use or they may do some sense enjoyment, but just to maintain the body and soul together. Because when we have senses, it's natural that we have to, you know, fulfill their demands, right? And when I talk to students, I tell them, there is nothing you will miss in Krishna consciousness. Because, you know, there may be a fear, oh, if I come to Krishna consciousness, will I become like you? You know, you seem to be really, really, you know, having no enjoyment in life. Means your clothes and... So then we show them so many other devotees who are not like us, who are grihasthas. And you don't miss anything. You can eat the best of the food, but you offer it to Krishna. If you want, if there is married life, you don't need to engage in illicit sex or be outside. Everything is there, and so the student becomes happy. And oh, it's not that I will suffer. And there's a lot of music and there's a lot of dance. So there are two types of sense enjoyers. One is who is extremely attached to sense enjoyment. And then there are the devotees who are attached to sense enjoyment. So they both are sense enjoyers. See, when I'm speaking from this Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's commentary, I when I had to speak this, I thought that let me speak something that will help me become more fixed up in my Krishna consciousness. So I'm speaking from my point of view. Please do not relate that I'm telling anything to anybody. This is, I personally feel it's very important for me. So there are those who are extremely attached to sense enjoyment, and then there are those who are devotees who are attached to sense enjoyment. So surely we have to give up the association of those who are attached to sense enjoyment. You know, absolute, only sense enjoyment, nothing else. And amongst the devotees, there are also two types. You know, those who have included the Lord as a part of their sense enjoyment. I was in Gujarat. We were traveling in the car, and then some of our devotees said, "Prabhuji, there is some temple over here. Let's go over there. You know, it's a very famous temple." I said, "What is it famous for?" He said, "All the what do you call them? People who do smuggling and black marketing, and you know, the gundas, they worship the Krishna deity over here." I said, "Why?" He said, "They consider Lord Krishna to be a partner in their business." My God. I say, I have to be careful when I enter that temple. So there are those devotees who are attached to sense enjoyment, who include the Lord as a part of their sense enjoyment. And then there are the other type is those who have kept the Lord as the center of their sense enjoyment. There is a difference. Both are devotees. But we may prefer the latter than the previous one. So one should associate with the second type, who have put Krishna as the center of their sense enjoyment. They may do everything as an offering to Krishna, in connection to Krishna. But Krishna is very kind. Even the first type is considered devotees, because they are doing it in relation to Krishna, they will become Krishna conscious. They will become completely devotees later, sometime. But right now, we should stay away from them. Just see how kind Krishna is. One time Lord Krishna, it is said that, it is a story, I don't know how far it's true, but it's Loka Katha, that you have Srinathji. And Srinathji has, they do very royal decoration for him. They put diamonds and jewels like that. So there was a robber, and he thought that above the Lord there is a nice umbrella and there are some diamonds in that, and I want to get that. So he went. So he hid in the temple. And he wanted to steal. And people, it is said that there is a kunda of ghee over there. People come and offer ghee to the Lord. They do abhishek with milk. They do abhishek with dahi, with honey. They offer so many things. They do put gold. So many things. So this man was hiding, and then what he did was, he tried to get that diamond, but he could not reach because it was high. So there was no chair. So he climbed on the body of the Lord. And he was standing on the shoulder and on the head of the Lord. And he was trying to take that diamond. And then suddenly he heard some laughter. He said, "Who's laughing?" The Lord said, "I'm laughing." He said, "Why are you laughing? I'm stealing, and why are you laughing?" The Lord said that so many people have offered so many things to me. They are offering ghee, they are offering honey, they are offering milk, they are offering gold coins. But you are the first person who has offered himself to me. So I am laughing. And I accept this offering. So the Lord is very kind. So we should associate, but because we are not so advanced right now, if we consider ourselves like that, so we may be careful in associating with that first type and accept the. And about among sense enjoyers, when the topic of sense enjoyers comes, in relation to renunciates, sannyasis, vanaprastas, and brahmacharis, simply by wearing the dress, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, simply by wearing the dress of a renunciate, one does not become a devotee free from sense enjoyment. Because, why? Why doesn't one become free from sense enjoyment simply by wearing a dress like this? Because renunciates often collect and save objects for sense enjoyment. I was wondering, how do you know? Do that something. Collect. Yeah. More of this, more of that, more of eatables, more of so many other things, more of money. On the other hand, many persons resemble, this statement is very nice, they may resemble sense enjoyers, but utilize everything in worship of Lord Hari in the mood of detachment. There may be someone who may be very rich, may be very opulent, like King Pratap Rudra, but he may be using everything in service of Krishna. He may be absolutely detached. I have seen so many devotees like that. Very fortunate to meet devotees like that, who have so much of opulence, but they are so much renounced. Considering this, the practicing devotee should give up association of sense enjoyers. Then there is others who are persons who are fond of sense enjoyment. They are both worldly minded people. They are those people who themselves are not sense enjoyers, but who take pleasure in associating with sense enjoyers. I may not speak, I may not do sense enjoyment, but I like to be with those who do that. I cannot crack those jokes or those particular things or those type of critical, but I like to be with a part of that. Or I like to be with sense enjoyers who boast about themselves. Then one should not associate with women. On the other hand, when a woman is engaged in sadhana bhakti, she should not associate with men. And then again, there are categories in that. In married life, there is no problem because one is associating with one's spouse according to Shastra. There is no problem. But even in married life, if one becomes bewildered by that association and considers that type of enjoyment to be all in all, then that is called as Stri Sangha or Purusha Sangha. And it becomes an obstacle. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that if the wife is an impediment in the progress of bhakti, I wouldn't seriously recommend one should take consultation from one's counselor. He says, then one can follow in the footsteps of previous acharyas like Ramanuja. His wife offended Ramanujacharya's guru, and then Ramanujacharya sent his wife to her in-laws, and then he took sannyas. So that is recommended. Then one should not associate with those who are fond of women. One is, please know that when I am using the word women, for men it is women and for women it is men. So those who are fond of women, because I may not be directly associating with women, but there may be people who are always speaking and talking and thinking about women. And when I associate with them, then their propensity comes in me. So that should be avoided. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam 3rd canto, it is mentioned, I'll just read the translation. Why so much of precaution is taken, especially in these terms, and not others, specifically mentioned Bhaktivinoda Thakur about women? He says, the infatuation and bondage which accrue to a man from attachment to any other object is not as complete as the resulting from attachment to a woman or to the fellowship of men who are fond of women. In the sense, there may be attachment to money, there may be attachment to wine, there may be attachment to gambling, but it is said, according to this shloka, Nathasya bhavena moho bandhasya chanya prasangataha yoshita sangata yatha pumso yatha tat sangi sangataha. That type of association of woman creates such a terrible bondage that one sticks in this material world for a long time. And therefore, even those who are attached to women, who are attached to men who are attached to women, we should avoid that. And then the worst kind of association is, the last one is mentioned as dharmadvajis. One should give up association of dharmadvajis or the hypocritically devout. Hypocrisy is a natural part of Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga is defined as being hypocrite and quarrelsome. And devout means seems to be very religious, but is hypocritical. So there are two types. One is those who are hypocrites or cheaters, and the others are who are fools or those who get cheated. Both of them should be avoided. He says, in devotional service, this hypocrisy ruins everything. He says, better associate with sense enjoyers, for in this whole world there is no worse association than the dharmadvajis. They accept the sign of dharma to cheat the world. They try to fulfill their crooked desires by cheating others and helping their so-called chelas, disciples, or in Hindi say, chor guru, चंडाल चेला नरक में खेले ठेलम ठेला. बेसिकली मीन्स ही इज अ धर्मध्वजी एंड देन हिज चेला हिज डिसाइपल इज ऑल्सो लाइक दैट. ही इज द वन हू वॉन्टेड अ चीटर देन ही गॉट अ इट इज राइट नाउ इट इज बिकम वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू गो आउट एंड प्रेजेंट योर सेल्फ एज अ रिलीजनिस्ट बिकॉज देर आर मेनी पीपल who are like this in society. And so for the general mass, they are frustrated. For them, it is very difficult to, who are sincere, for them to figure out who is right and wrong is very difficult. Now and then you see some court case going on, a particular guru who has, there is one guru who comes flying in a machine and lands down disciples. And if you want to meet this guru, if you want to take darshan, then you have to pay so many lakh rupees. If you want to go closer, you have to pay so many lakh of rupees. If you want to touch his feet, then so many lakh. If you embrace him, then so many, like that. So, and people are doing, people are paying and doing that. So, they know that this guru will fulfill our so-called materialistic desires. So with that, so Chor Guru Chandal Chela. So that is it. But then what happens is those who are sincere, they are misunderstood. So one should give up the association of such crooked hypocrites. And the example is given of somebody who externally looks like a Vaishnav, but internally he's something else. He's a Mayavadi. That is also hypocrisy. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita we see, one time Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was on a yatra. And while on the yatra, he met one person. And this person was always chanting Lord Ram's name. Day and night he would chant Lord Ram's name. And while in the yatra, he massaged Raghunath Bhatta Goswami's feet. He carried his luggage, and Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was feeling very embarrassed. He said, "My sir, you are a devotee and you are doing so much of service to me. I am feeling very uncomfortable." He said, "No, I am a Shudra, you are a Brahmana, so I should serve you. It is natural, so I will serve you." And he was chanting. Then Raghunath Bhatta Goswami came back. This man was also going to Jagannath Puri to take darshan of Lord Jagannath, and Raghunath Bhatta was also going to Jagannath Puri. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami stayed for around 6 months over there in Jagannath Puri, associated with the devotees, served Lord Chaitanya, cooked for him. And during that period, this person Ramdas Vishwas also came to meet Lord Chaitanya, and Lord Chaitanya absolutely neglected him. So it was surprising, because he was a devotee who was chanting, who was serving, but because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Paramatma in the heart, he could realize that Ramdas Vishwas was externally chanting Lord Ram's name, but internally his desire was to become Lord Ram. That's like, there's one person I have met like that. I was giving class and he was very rich man. He would come to my program and he knew about it, so I couldn't control. I spoke about Mayavad philosophy and then naturally some questions came, and then I discussed about, so he said, Everything is Ram. Everything. He was Krishna's so-called devotee. Because every day he would come to one Krishna temple, he would take the harmonium, and for hours he would chant different bhajans. And he likes kirtan a lot. He's a very nice man. I respect him. But his attitude is, that he said, there's a cupboard. I said, so this is also, he said, yes, this is also Krishna. I said, yes, Krishna, everything is Krishna, but, you know, you mean to say you are also Krishna? You know, he says, I am also Krishna. So that's his internal attitude. Externally, very nice. People are very nice. But the Shastras say that this variety is most dangerous and they should be avoided. I will end with a nice prayer of Srila Narottam Das Goswami Thakur. He says, because we are talking so much of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he speaks about these six varieties of people, before speaking about them, he says, I am unwillingly, very, very unwillingly speaking about them. I don't want to. But because in the process of bhakti, we have to take precaution, I have to speak. So it's not that we are seeing this topic from a philosophical point of view, not from a critical point of view. So Narottam Das Thakur says, he talks about the six enemies of the heart: lust, greed, pride, envy, illusion. He says, the six enemies, beginning with lust, anger, are taking me here and there to enjoy various forms of sense gratification. Because we are discussing about sense enjoyment, sense enjoyers. He says, just like we are, just imagine, you know, you have like a noose around the neck and being pulled. So the six enemies with lust and anger are taking me here and there to enjoy various forms of sense gratification. Being a servant of Maya, I have unlimited desires and have therefore forgotten you. Hoping to gain wealth, I wander from house to house in the dress of a pseudo Vaishnava. Kama krodha chhaya jane lana phire nana sthane vishaya bhunjiya nana mate hai mayara dasa kari nana abhilasha. So many desires roaming around here and there. Externally I may show I am this and that, but internally I want this, I want money, I want wealth. Tomara smarana gela dure. Of all the priorities that I have in life, last priority is to think about Krishna, to remember. Artha labha ei ese. I want artha. Kapatta Vaishnava veshe. I become a so-called Vaishnava. Brahmiya bhuliya ghare ghare. So I'll end over here by the realizations I've heard from some advanced souls. They say three things if we do, then our life can be completely successful. He says, first, we should become judgmental. Second, we should become very lazy. And third, we should become absolutely uncooperative. If we do these three things, then we can be absolutely successful in life. So the first thing is, if I end here, then there'll be some problem. I'll just complete this part. The first is that we should be very sincere. This very advanced soul was mentioning, in our sadhana. We need not judge other sadhana. So we should be judgmental for our own sadhana. We should keep judging, because, you know, people may come and ask, Prabhu, this seva is done. Prabhu, did you make those phone calls? Prabhu, did you do that? But very rarely anybody will ask, Prabhu, how did you do your sadhana? So we have to keep judging our sadhana. So only we know, Krishna knows, how sincere we are in our own sadhana. So we should be sincere in our sadhana. Then the second is, become lazy. We should become lazy to our mind's demands. So the mind is always telling us, don't be enthusiastic. So we should be very enthusiastic to do our seva, and become very lazy to our mind's demands. Whatever is given, I will do with enthusiasm. But then, there should be one thing, one aspect to that enthusiasm. Because when I do things with enthusiasm, then I may get carried away. And therefore, I should have no other agenda, no ulterior motive. My only agenda is to do that seva nicely, enthusiastic. And the third one is to be uncooperative to my mind's demands. I will not cooperate with my mind. Because the mind will fool me when I want to cooperate with devotees. One of the most difficult things is to do this, the last one. to cooperatively work together is the toughest. In Kali Yuga especially. Any seva, anything is the toughest. And this is the, one other senior devotee told me, this is the best preaching. As they say, who is the best preacher? One who is happy. And when can you be happy? You can be happy when you have loving relationships, when there is nice cooperation. So if there is cooperation, and when people see, when they come, like I went to one program, and devotee is very cooperative. And it was a program for newcomers, and the newcomers, their comment was, not the lecture. The whole lecture was very nice, but after the lecture, they were least bothered. There were really some very rich, high-class people who had come. And I was sitting next to them, and they're asking the question to me, how is it that in this program, all these devotees are working so cooperatively? Because the whole program was conducted by the devotees. They had cooked themselves, and their children had come. So everyone was engaged. The children were also serving. The Matajis were standing and doing some seva, and the Prabhujis were doing something. So he said, I cannot figure out how they are so happy and cooperatively working. So that was preaching. Lecture was a part. So that's a tough one. So we need to be very uncooperative with our mind when it tells us, don't cooperate. And it's going to be a challenge, really. Because again and again, mind will tell us, so much of injustice has been done to you. You don't cooperate. Now I will not cooperate. How do I show my uncooperation? Just like Gandhiji did. If there is a class going on, then I will uncooperate. I will not attend the class. I will not be a part. That's Maya. Maya is, and that's our mind, taking us away from the association of the devotees. Giving us so many reasons. I will not cooperate. But you are missing out on Krishna. Sorry, and thank you for being very attentive. I was told yesterday to speak something. I could read Bhaktivinoda Thakur's instructions, and I just thought I'll repeat and add a little. Please excuse me if I have spoken more than my realization. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.